This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 77,400 crore rupees at Bhuj and Dahod in Gujarat. Addressing a public meeting in Bhuj, the Prime Minister highlighted that these initiatives will contribute significantly to India's emergence as a leading blue economy and a global center for green energy.
आज यहां विकास से जुड़े 50,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है। एक समय था पूरे गुजरात में 50,000 करोड़ की योजना सुनाई नहीं देती थी। आज एक जिले में 50,000 करोड़ रुपए का काम। साथियों, ये प्रोजेक्ट भारत को दुनिया की एक बहुत बड़ी और ब्लू इकोनॉमी बनाने, ग्रीन एनर्जी का सेंटर बनाने में भी मदद करेगी।
The Prime Minister said, it is government's resolve that every citizen should have access to electricity and their electricity bill should be zero. He said, PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana has been launched towards this end. The Prime Minister added that Kutch is becoming the world's largest centre of green energy. Earlier, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod. He said 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Vikasit Bharat. During his speeches today, Prime Minister Modi took a sharp dig at Pakistan, stating that while India promotes tourism that connects people, Pakistan treats terrorism as tourism. On Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said that it is not just a military action, but an expression of Indian values and emotions.
Operation Sindoor sirf ek sainya karyawai nahi hai. Ye hum bhartiyon ke sanskaron, hamari bhavnaon ki abhivyakti hai. Aatank phailane walon ko sapne mein bhi socha nahi hoga. Modi se mukabla karna kitna mushkil hota hai.
During his visit, the Prime Minister held road shows at Vadodara, Bhuj and Ahmedabad. The Prime Minister reached Gujarat this morning on a two-day visit. India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally with multi-party delegation visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against the terrorism. Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde led all-party delegation today met Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Congo, Therese Kayikwamba Wagner. Another multi-party delegation head by NCP-SCP Supriya Sule met Minister of State for Interior Affairs of Qatar, Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Faisal bin Mohammed Al Thani, and apprised him on their Pahalgam attack, Operation Sindoor and India's stand against terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has completed 11 years in office today, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. It was on this day in 2014 Mr. Modi had taken oath as the Prime Minister of India. This marked a turning point in the country's modern political history as it had ended the era of coalition politics in India with people giving a clear and decisive mandate to the BJP. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government is committed to strengthen the defence industrial base and enhance the competitiveness of Defence Public Sector Undertakings, DPSU. Mr. Singh today reviewed the performance of 8 DPSUs in New Delhi. During the meeting, the minister lauded the role of the entire defence industry, including DPSUs, in developing platforms and technologies that demonstrated the preparedness of the Indian Armed Forces during Operation Sindoor. Union Minister of Earth Sciences Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched the indigenously developed high-resolution Bharat Forecasting System, BFS, in New Delhi. Indian shooter Tejaswini today claimed the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event of ISSF Junior World Cup 2025 in Seoul, Germany. India continues to dominate the tournament with 11 medals, including 3 gold, 4 silvers and 4 bronze. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 185 runs, Punjab Kings were 47 for loss of 1 wickets in 6 overs against Mumbai Indians at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur. And with that, we end this news bulletin.